Welcome to the Modern Woodworkers Association, a podcast about woodworking from folk who woodwork. Woodworking is what we do, who we are, and what we like to talk about. So join us as we have a drink, sit around, and talk woodworking.
Hello, and welcome to episode 147 of the Modern Woodworkers Association. As regular listeners will know, our good friend Kyle has been doing some woodworking news segments, and we've been so pleased with it, we've decided to turn the entire show over to Kyle. At this point, Sean and I will be going into retirement. We're going to break out our plane and table saw, respectively, and we're going to make some boxes that'll get some nice metallic handles on the side, maybe some silk pillows on the inside, and things that'll depress us as we build them. But no, actually, I'm going on vacation, so not wanting to leave everyone without an episode, we're going to let Kyle's new segment serve as this episode. It'll be brief, but it'll be as informative as ever. So, without further ado, here is Kyle's woodworking news, and we'll see you next week.
Kyle Barton here with your MWA woodworking news. Chris Schwartz from Lost Art Press has a new multi-part blog post on sharpening. They're all titled Sharpen This, and currently he's on part 5. These posts give his persuasive argument on common sense approach to sharpening, both giving his methodologies and techniques from years of experience and experimentation. To check it out, go to lostartpress.com. The Wood Whisperer has a new bandsaw video called The Best Way to Set Up a Bandsaw. He produced this in conjunction with Alex Snodgrass, who visited his shop. You may know Alex from Carter Products with the Carter Guides and such. And I have to tell you, after watching the video, I went down and looked at my bandsaw. Now, it was set up pretty well, but there was a good tip on how to properly center your bandsaw blade on the upper wheel. And after doing so, I had some impressive resaw cuts on my bandsaw. I was actually resawing an about 11-inch wide board with a blade that's, while not dull, has definitely seen some better days. So this is definitely one video I would highly recommend. To check it out, go to thewoodwhisperer.com. And now, for announcements. First up, Veritas Lee Valley finally has more details on the large combination plane. It's similar to a Stanley 45. Now, I first mentioned this a few episodes ago as it related to Handworks, where they had, I guess, what you would call a soft opening of this tool. But at AWFS, they provided a lot more details on it. First of all, it's going to be available in August, and the price of the tool is going to be $399, and that comes with one cutter. Now, there are a multitude of cutters for this particular tool, and they're going to be about $25 to $30 each. I have not seen this particular tool on their website yet, but I would keep an eye out there for it. I'm sure it'll be announced any day now. That's LeeValley.com. Popular Woodworking has produced two new videos from Windsor chairmaker Elia Bizzaria. The first one is called Handcrafted Octagonal Table, and it uses Windsor chair techniques to make occasional tables. I highly enjoyed the video and thought it very interesting and probably a project I'm going to do in the next few months. The next video is on a milk paint finish, and it goes into detail on mixing, applying, and putting a top coat over milk paint. Now, I've had very good results using milk paint in the past, but I did use his technique actually a few hours ago to mix up some milk paint, and I had great results, in fact, better than I've gotten before. So I highly recommend the video, especially if you're into milk paint finish or want to find out what it's all about. You can find these videos at shopwoodworking.com. And now, a tip from the shop. When you're setting up your woodworking machines like a joiner, planer, table saw, you don't need one of those expensive straight edges. A decent level will work just fine. Now, this might surprise some folks who know my love of marking and layout tools, but I don't have an expensive straight edge. Or should I say, I don't use an expensive straight edge. For years and years and years, I've just used a decent level. I have the Johnson levels. I think they're made in Austria. I have both a 48-inch one and a 24-inch. And I've used it to set up my joiners, my planers, my table saws, you name it, and have gotten great results from using it. So in my opinion, I just don't think you need one of those expensive straight edges. Use a level instead. Now, your opinion may differ, and I'd like to hear it. So, if you have any news or announcements for the MWA community or want to weigh in on any of the topics discussed today, please send me an email at barton.kyle.d@gmail.com. And you can follow me on Instagram at barton.kyle.